Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight to you right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in my Studio E over here. And, of course, we're broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. That would mean the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It would also mean the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail, making sure the mail gets through to your local post office. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon delivery folks. Appreciate them very much for what they do. And, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys that haul the gas and the oil and the diesel and the jet fuel and all that great stuff to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're also over there on MeWe. We're also on Gab. Parler was sold, so Parler temporarily is down, but it'll be back in a few days. And don't forget, you can also find us as the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let's go right to the phone line, and we'll pick up Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it's fair to say that Hunter Biden's attorneys are meeting with the DOJ officials next week. That's what we're hearing. As the federal probe intensifies, I don't know if what you could say the noose is tightening around the neck or what you could say here, but they certainly are responding to the will of the people who are saying, hey, man, this cat did something bad. We want it checked on, and we want something done.
I'm not sure I know why the two parties are meeting. Generally, when that's the case, it's because one party is offering the other a plea deal.
Well, I've heard.
But I'm not I'm not sure of that. I find this one to be very curious, but I'll tell you what, I think after the testimony by Mike Morrell, the former acting director of the CIA under Obama, and revealing that he had gotten a telephone call from Tony Blinken to generate this letter where the 50-plus intelligence professionals signed saying that it was had the hallmarks of Russia disinformation. That into itself is election interference. Because if you look at the timeline and see how that one played out, after Mike Morrell did all of this, Biden used it in the debate with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the debate, one of the campaign people, Biden campaign people, called Mike Morrell and thanked him for the letter, meaning that he used it and they thought it was effective.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we, you know, in my opinion, this letter and what these intelligence professionals, I'm using air quotes now because that's not a professional thing to do, but nonetheless, to me, it's another Russian dossier scandal. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is big. This is just big. And I'll tell you what, you know, with the cheating that, I mean, this goes to RICO. This goes to racketeering as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hillary did it with the Russian dossier. Now Biden does it with his campaign does it with this letter. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely be finding out something soon, won't we?
I don't know.
All right, let's see here. Let me go down to the phone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, Anthony.
Let me go back to the opening topic. You know, it was inevitable that the weak-minded and physically inept male sissies were going to invade women's sports. And what's mm-hmm. amazing to me, and we need to address this, is that women athletes who already accomplished their feat in the sport are actually aligning with the abnormal freaks who believe that they're actually women. And amazing that just recently last weekend, they celebrated one of the main divas who's on the forefront of supporting all things that are trans and the alphabet stealer movement, that being Taylor Swift. And all these young girls being taken to this concert, spending all sorts of money on this individual, buying the music, and unbeknownst to them, she's pretty much countering female identity. She's going against their identity, their gender.
All right, well, if you want to hold on and finish it, I'll let you hold it over on the other side of the break.
No, that's all I got, but we need to wake up, especially the churches.
All right.
They need to detach from this freakish music.
All right, thanks very much, Anthony. Appreciate it. You have a great night. God bless America. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go nowhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO Insurance. GEICO's been saving people money for over 85 years, and they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, GEICO, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your car, or maybe you're driving a pickup truck or a van, and they can even help you by bundling these items together on your policy and saving a bunch of money. Now, where you really do it is besides having the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, or the RV, you take your homeowner's policy or your renter's policy or your condo policy and put it all together, and you'll save a bunch of money, a bunch of money. Matter of fact, a ton of money. It's the best way to do it. Get it all together and save you money. So, GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, the Trump... Trump's buddy, Jim Jordan, has been able to get the judge in the case to allow the ex-prosecutor make a deposition and testify, blowing Mr. Bragg a little bit out of the water and a little bit sideways because he wasn't happy about that.
Well, yeah. The big thing is to see what Jordan is really after is how much collaboration or corroboration there was between Bragg's office and the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're really after, and rightly so, I would argue, because it is now, I think, been confirmed that Bragg's office got federal dollars for this.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And so now we're in a different, I mean, this stuff going on is just so, I mean, it's voluminous. I mean, I would say what we know about now is probably just kind of a thimbleful of the tactics that the left has been pulling and government agencies have been pulling, not just against Trump, but, you know, against, you know, any kind of logical situation here like we have with getting rid of Title IX. But anyway, I think that we're going to find out even more. I mean, it's kind of like between Comer and in Jordan, they see blood in the water, and they're following it to its source, and mm-hmm. rightly so.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be determined, I guess, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't really get into this much yesterday, but it came up again. Joe Biden has signed an order prioritizing environmental justice. What mm-hmm. on earth are they talking about?
Well, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre was that kind of asked about this yesterday, and when it comes to environmental justice, how it would help or how it will help the poor residents of East Palestine, Ohio. Well, she never answered that part. She just said he's the most assertive, aggressive, progressive president we've ever had when it comes to climate change and the environment. But his executive order is virtually saying to every government agency, that you have to do certain things now within whatever they may be in your departments, respective departments, and report back to the Environmental Justice Office that the Biden administration has launched.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, obviously, some of AOC and her friends with the Green New Deal have been putting some pressure on this White House because, you know, AOC gets out there yesterday and says, yeah, everybody thought it was dead. It's not dead. You know, it's here and it's immediate and it's blah, 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 blah. So they're doing a huge push when it comes to environmental justice, and I guess that means that we have to make our highway system racist or, you know, that's environmental justice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they want to use only female crash dummies instead of just being a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this stuff comes from. I mean, whatever gets submitted, they put it in the hopper, and
mm-hmm.
here we go. So I hope Kevin McCarthy's got a small team in his office that does nothing but watch some of these things that have to be unwound, undone, unsigned, repealed, and defunded.
Mm-hmm. So 61 California liberal groups have gotten together and are asking Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign.
Well, the reason they want her to resign is so they can replace her and get that vote back in the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch McConnell is standing in their way of having Dianne Feinstein having a substitute stand in for her. If she's not going to resign or she's not going to go, Schumer is wanting somebody to kind of be her substitute, and Mitch McConnell's standing in the way. So they're putting all kinds of pressure on Feinstein to just go ahead and resign.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, you know, what her deal is. She's been out with a bout of shingles. Well, shingles doesn't last as long as she's been affected by it.
No, there's something else going on here.
I agree with you. But that's the reason, is because they need to advance some of these other things in the Senate, and they need Dianne Feinstein's vote. But if she's not there, they can't advance some of these other things that they'd like to move in on the Senate side. So that's what all that's about.
Mm. Now, the Biden administration came up with another grant of $1.9 million for disinformation courses.
Well, that's a backdoor thing, isn't it? Remember, we were going to have a disinformation team or office or something that they were going to set up, and they had the one lady that was singing whatever it was that she was singing, weird. So they undid that after a lot of pushback, but they never undo anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to try something else, and that's what you know, having a disinformation course or class or whatever. I don't know what that's necessarily going to be about and how it's going to happen, but you know, people are going to have to attend, and they're going to have to pay. We're going to have to pay for that, and here we go.
Now, we heard yesterday that the White House said, and I quote, "There are no evacuation plans for all of the Americans in the Sudan."
It looks like Kabul Part 2 to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or worse.
Well, no, it's not worse because, you know, what the American footprint in Sudan is certainly not the size of the American footprint in Afghanistan, so it's not worse. But what's shameful is that they didn't learn their lesson, or they're not learning their lesson. But here's what a lot of people don't know. A lot of this is the conflict in Sudan is because of Russia. Russia has had a footprint there using the Wagner Group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's at the core of what's happening in Sudan. So Putin's number two guy, Lavrov, was only there in Khartoum in February. And, you know, Russia is essentially mining their gold there, too, in Sudan.
All righty. We got the music coming up. I got to let you go because it's going to cut you off. Have yourself a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Thank you. You
too. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great different things that she has to offer. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with an interview with United States Marine Corps author and former Iraq veteran, Afghan veteran.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A USA News update. President Biden says he'll continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Prosecutors have formally dropped manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin in connection with the on-set death while filming the movie Rust. Republicans eyeing a 2024 run for the White House will be in Iowa this weekend. More than half a dozen will speak to conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser. The Biden administration is investing millions into water conservation projects across the country. On Friday, the Department of the Interior announced $140 million will be spent across 84 different initiatives in 15 states. USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps infantry major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And, Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But, Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down, and that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing to me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders Course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of Officer Cannon School on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. And I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio, because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004, as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway, Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter and one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines, with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet. It says, infidels, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the Civil War when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend, Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, hey, man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it. And I'm like, sure. There's only pretty much two options for me. Three options, to be exact. One is sit and do nothing. And the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrace and try to shoot them. And I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance. Or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans. And when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, hey, we got many places where we can send you to. I'm like, sure, you got it. And like, they like, I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out, and I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now, and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country. Because
and we're going to announce citizens. That Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need
more
like him.
Absolutely.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
And, of course, it was an honor to be able to meet both of those gentlemen and talk to them. And Scott and I have been communicating with each other now for a while, and he'll be back soon on a book tour here in Florida. Now, I want to remind everybody that Moss Nissan brings you this portion of the program. That's Moss Family Automotive and MossNissan.com, the website. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. You want to check them out on the web first before you go to visit them. Now, their main operation, their flagship store, is in Newport Richey at 1954. And then they have the Nissan dealership and the Acura dealership side-by-side here on Florida Avenue in Tampa. But the all-brand-new store is located in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Sun Coast Parkway, just east on the south side of the street. So you get off, you can literally throw a rock and hit the building from when you get off the parkway right there. But all you got to do is take a look at the website to begin with and go from there, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all first responders, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, as well as church pastors, too, get tremendous deals offered them on their new or their pre-owned vehicle. And they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That means free oil changes and tire rotations, too, for you on a regular basis. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money on your purchase. I guarantee it. All right, when we come back, we're going to be telling you about next weekend. We're going to be up in Brooksville at the Brooksville Gun Show. And then the following weekend, we're going to be in Sanford at the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Dealership over there, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, for an event over there. It's going to be what they call their Freedom Expo 2023. Yep, and we're calling all Central Florida Patriots that want to come and be patriotized. That's the place to go, the Harley-Davidson dealership on the 6th over there in Sanford. And we'll be there 9 o'clock in the mornings when everything starts. And it goes until there ain't no more to go. How's that? So there you go. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means final segment is headed your way. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this is the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition. And we're coming back like a house of fire, because I want to remind you that this segment of the program is sponsored to you by the one and only Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for over 10 years because it works. And with the problem that I've had, it's been the only thing that I've found that is not drug reliant. It is absolutely natural, all natural, no narcotics in it at all. That has helped me consistently over and over again when I've needed to have some pain relief or some swelling relief or some inflammation relief or whatever the situation might happen to be with the problems that I have. Now, that being said, if it worked for me, it'll probably work for you too. And all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and latch on to that 1995 3-week quick start, because you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. You probably know sooner, but you'll know by the end of the third week. And, of course, they've got vitamins over there, too. Very, very, very good vitamins, D3, B12, C, and A, and some other things there that'll help you. They've got some all-natural ingredients
of products that will help you if you're having problems trying to rest, because a lot of people that are in pain do have a problem trying to rest. So you got that. But the big thing is Relief Factor, $19.95, the three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. Well, Hunter Biden, his lawyer freaked out about the whistleblower. And he said way too much in the process, leading one to think that the jig is up. And now, I'm not going to say it's that simple with Hunter Biden. It's not. But I will tell you that next week we know Hunter Biden's lawyers are meeting with the DOJ attorneys. And we also know that, ironically, instead of shutting up, Hunter Biden's lawyer is now freaking out all over the matter. On Friday, he asserted that the whistleblower likely committed crimes in coming forward, despite the fact that whistleblowers are supposed to be given governmental protection. Now, the Biden lawyer, Chris Clark, said in a statement, and I quote, "It appears this IRS agent has committed a crime by improperly disclosing information about an ongoing tax investigation." Clark was, of course, responding to the bombshell claims from the senior IRS special agent, who says the Biden Justice Department has stalled an investigation into Biden's taxes for political reasons. The whistleblower also claims that Attorney General Merrick Garland gave misleading testimony last month when he insisted that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who has led the Biden probe since 2018, has been allowed to proceed unencumbered. Now, it's really unfortunate that the statement was made, because Mark Little, an attorney for the whistleblower, said in response to Clark's statement that his client expected to be attacked by coming forward, and that attacks like Clark's were really what he was worried about. He said that Clark's statements will likely thwart future whistleblowers from coming forward. He says, "I don't think that helps whistleblowers as a whole." That's what the attorney Little had to say. Now, in addition, the cognitive dissonance is just as incredible to witness. Hunter Biden is currently facing the possibility of at least 4 felony charges, according to reports. One would be tax evasion, the other gun crimes, and his lawyer had the audacity to say and accuse the whistleblower of breaking the law. He said, "I'd call that shameless, but it would degrade the meaning of the word." And yourself, though, why? Just ask yourself this one. Why is Hunter Biden's lawyer even addressing this at all? That gives the game away as far as I'm concerned, because if this investigation were no big deal and the FBI didn't actually have anything pointing to guilt, then there would be no reason to even comment. As it stands, it seems as if Hunter Biden's camp is more upset that they got caught here. Otherwise, they'd be making a case that the whistleblower is lying, and they're not doing that. Now, over the last year or so, Hunter Biden and his lawyers have shifted strategies in an effort to win the public relations battle, which seems like a hopeless fight, given everything that we know now. Still, they've threatened lawsuits against those who have reported on Hunter Biden's escapades, many of whom which were revealed via his infamous laptop computer. Now, this move to try to criminalize a government whistleblower is just the latest example of their unusual aggression. You would think this lawyer would be more worried about keeping his degenerate clients out of jail instead of responding to a media report. But here we are. Here we are. Hunter is in trouble, and we all know it. And he's liable to go up the river. That was the expression he used to have in New York, send him up to Sing Sing, up the river. So we'll see what happens. Now, a little something for you here. On the 6th of the month, next month, that's a Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., I will be at the Freedom Expo 2023, presented by X Insurance. Now, this will be Saturday, May the 6th, at the Seminole Harley-Davidson dealer in Sanford. I'll be with former Trump senior advisor and host of America First on our Salem Network, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, on the Car Arms stage. Plus, all of our local hosts over there at AM 950 in Orlando will be there, too. Carl Jackson, haven't seen him in a while. Looking forward to seeing him again. I'll be there with them. The other group will be there, too. And they'll even have an author that'll be there. Now, they'll have a great group of expo vendors supporting the freedom movement. You can see the classic military vehicle display that'll be there, too. It's a day filled with motorcycles, with the blues, lots of blues music, barbecue, and some beautiful women. Now, tickets are absolutely free, or you can upgrade to the Corona Cigar Company VIP experience. That's called Very Important Patriot, by the way. Including a meet or greet with Sebastian Corca, myself, and all of the other local Salem hosts that will be there. And you'll be collecting, getting a T-shirt, too. You'll also get a signed copy of Larry Correia's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment. There'll be VIP seating and more. You can get your tickets if you want by going online to theanswerorlando.com. That's theanswerorlando.com. Come early, stay late, enjoy the day. I'll be there from 9 to noon, and then I'll be going home. And everybody else can handle it from there. Saturday, May the 6th at the Seminole Harley-Davidson dealer in Sanford, presented by X Insurance. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Now, this week coming up, there's a lot of things to be watching for. Obviously, the Supreme Court's being kept very busy right now with their decision late Friday about the abortion pill, which is good to go for a while yet. But anyway, that means I have to go when you hear the music coming. It's been an honor and a privilege. We've been busy all week long. Remember, we are on at night, six nights a week, starting at 2 a.m. around the countryside, live. Have a great day. God bless America. And it's all about we the people, here on this program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.